It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And I guess I should start off by saying this spring is late. You probably already knew that. You didn't need me to say that, do you, to know that that is in fact the case. How late? Well, not the latest ever, except as I look at it, probably in the top four or five right now. Dallas Hudson over in Akeley, Minnesota, looking at his first 10 firsts. So, you know, as we sort of record things, he has 25 things that fall kind of in order down the list. And looking at the first 10 of those 25, the first 10 that have already occurred, this is the latest spring that he has ever recorded, later than 2022 and later than 1996. Now, Dallas started collecting data in 1997, so his doesn't include 96, but when I look at the latest springs ever, 2013 was the latest, 96 second, 22 third. This year, it's on my records, it's still 13, 96, and 2022, but 2023 is pushing 2008 out of the top four, at least as it sort of aligns itself right now. Dallas has said that this is probably his coldest spring on record, and we will just have to wait and see how that works out. I've been looking at a lot of different things. I heard ruffed grouse drumming last Tuesday, first time that I'd heard it. The average is the 4th of April. The latest I ever had was the 28th of April in 2013, the 27th of April in 96, the 25th of April this year, and 2022 was April 24th. So we were actually later this year by one day than we were last year. So, and then among the other things, well, the goldfinches, I found my first goldfinches that were completely yellow, completely had undergone their full molt this past week. If you're out swamping around, the leather leaf, it's a swamp plant, and it has a kind of a string of flowers that look like little, well, like blueberry flowers. They're sort of these little white bell-shaped flowers, and they grow out on the ends of the branches. The flower buds are there. They're not yet blooming. We'll be watching for that. The iris, the wild iris, the blue flags are up slightly at my house, about 2 inches up right now. And actually that comported to be pretty much on time, a day or two late. Trumpeter swans. I was down at my lake on Friday. There was a thin crescent of water on my end of the southeast end of Crooked Lake. It was probably 50 or 60 feet wide, and it probably ran for 200 or 300 feet along the edge of the lake, and there were a pair of trumpeter swans in there. I'm hoping that they are the resident pair. I have a pair that nests there, and these guys were doing, you know, just feeding and swimming along in this open water. Surprisingly, there were two loons in the lake, and it would have taken, I mean, if the loons had wanted to take off, they'd have had to run in a sort of an arc, because there wasn't enough water in a straight line for them to just go and take off. They would have had to run slightly to the right or to the left, depending on which way they chose to get out. But they didn't choose to get out, because Saturday they were still there. And Monday, yesterday, when I went out there early, the lake was about 50% open. Now, I'm not there today to look at it to see how it's open, whether it opened up yesterday. I suspect that it did, but let's assume that it did. So the average for Crooked Lake to be open is the 15th of April. The latest was April 6th in 2022. I'm sorry, April or May 10th in 2013, May 6th in 2022, May 4th in 1996, and May 28th in 2018. And this year, I'm assuming 5-2 or 5-1, which would put it in the top four for late ice out. But the Loons, they were in there early and settled right in, and they were doing just fine. So I'm thinking the Loons are probably doing good. The average date for the return of the Loons is the 16th of May. Last year, it was April 16th. May 3rd was the date last year. April 30th in 2018, April 29th this year, and April 25th in 1984. So the Loons generally tend to be in Crooked Lake the day that the ice goes out. And this year they rushed that season by about 2 or 3 days and got in there before the ice even began to go out. For those of you that have some nanny berry around, you should go look at the buds on those things. The buds on the nanny berries are like these long candle flames. They sort of have a little arc to them. And mine have split open this week. And that is a little bit early, but not too far off. Speckled alders are by and large done flowering. I haven't found any speckled alders in the last week that I've been able to knock any pollen out of. So they are, and that was really last Tuesday when I looked at them closely, and no bud break yet on the leaves, but definitely the flowers are done, and the fruits are probably fertilized and probably getting ready to begin developing as those little cones that you'll see in the fall. Had a little bit of an unusual experience this week in that the turkeys have kind of discovered my place and have been wandering through. Last Thursday, there were 9 of them out there, including 3 males. And the males got into a little scuffle, and they're naturally kind of interested in the females and trying to do their best to make sure that they get out and get the first opportunity to mate with the females. And that's made them kind of a little bit aggressive towards one another. And we were able to watch that. Turkeys have been sort of in and out of our yard over time. So we'll keep an eye on those. Back in the woods, the trailing arbutus, the flower buds are formed. The average date for that is April 16th. This year it was April 29th. Last year, April 23rd. April 30th in 2018, May 17th in April 30th in 2018, May 17th in 2013, and April 28th in 07. There's another little plant that you should be watching. It's going to break leaf bud very soon, and that is, the leaf buds are broken. And it won't be too long, and you'll be able to see these plants with their bright green leaves on them. Fly honeysuckle, Canada fly honeysuckle, is a opposite branched, usually a kind of a singular shrub. It's going to stand out in the next week as it becomes more and more, as the leaves come out more and more. And as the leaves come out, you'll get these double yellow flowers that are going to be pretty spectacular. The 21st of April is the average date for the bud break on them. 29th this year, May 1st last year, May 13th in 2013, and May 2nd in 2011. So this is the fourth latest of those. The maples, the red maples, I've been watching them closely. If you have a red maple in your yard, you should go out and pull down a branch and look at the buds. You'll see that they're beginning to split open, and I would expect that sometime later this week, they will begin to bloom. Once they begin to bloom, if you look carefully, maples are dioecious for the most part. There are some maples that are not, but most maples are dioecious. That means there's a male tree and a female tree. The male trees are going to look kind of orangey because the male parts of the flowers are yellow. And mixed with the red background, the whole overall color of the male tree is going to be sort of orangey. If you have a tree that's red, it's probably a female. And if you look, you'll see that the red flowers are bright red. I mean, the female flowers are bright red. So checking the red maple in your yard is probably a good thing to do this week. The 14th of April is the average date for that. This year it was the 29th of April. Last year it was the 6th of May. 25th of April in 1993 and the 6th of May in 2013. So that puts us right like third latest for red maples coming to break bud. One of the things that I've been noticing, oh, by the way, blueberries. If you have blueberries in your neighborhood, you probably are, if you go look at them, you'll see that the flower leaf bud is beginning to split open. Bright red buds that are starting to show a little bit of white around the edges. I've been watching the American kestrels. I've been driving along, and they are right now the one bird that I am seeing consistently sitting on power lines. And they are robin-sized, maybe a bit bigger than a robin, not much. The interesting thing about the kestrels is that too often we don't really give them a close look, but they are one of the more stunning birds that we have in northern Minnesota. They are dimorphic. The males have blue-gray wings and a red back and a red tail. The females have red back, red tail, and red wings. Both have a mustache of black and white on their faces, really strong facial markings. These are really special little falcons, and they spend a lot of time catching things like dragonflies and other, flying insects, but they also will capture mice and voles and that sort of thing in the right situation. So check them out. And rather than, and I know a lot of times we're all headed somewhere at high speeds. But if you get a chance, slow down and really examine the kestrels. They're really quite beautiful birds. There have been, one of the things you're probably hearing right now is the snipe, the Wilson snipe. And it makes a noise with its wings that I will try. Here's your bingo card, Heidi. This is what a snipe sounds like to me, and I'll try to make this noise and see if it works. I don't know. Can you hear that? Oh, all right. Well, they flutter their tail feathers in flight, and it causes this sort of intermittent sort of a woof, 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 woof. But that's not it. It's go online, find a Wilson snipe call, and you will hear it. You should hear it if you're standing outside. You probably won't see the bird because they're very high. And what they do is they fly they rise up and then they make a shallow dive, and that's when they make this noise with their feathers. And then they rise up again, and then they make this noise again as they dive. So, if you're outside, you'll hear this kind of it's like a like the noise of a of well, it's an intermittent sort of a steady da, 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 but it I'm sorry, I can't recreate it for you. It is easy to hear and not easy to duplicate, apparently. Heidi?
Nope, that's not the snipe.
I didn't hear that.
Oh,
I
okay.
for some reason I did not hear that.
Okay. It's a little that's the call, not the sound of
Oh.
the flapping
No.
that you're saying.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So yeah, but it's out there and making quite a bit of noise. The 26th of April is the average date for that. Last year it was the 20 or the 2nd of May in 92. I didn't hear it until the 9th of May. And this year I heard it right on time on the 26th of May. So the snipe are back. and they're making their ruckus up in the sky, and I hope you get a chance to hear that. A couple of late leaving birds, pine siskins. I had a female pine siskin on my feeder the other day, and I have had for the last several days a medium-sized flock of evening grosbeaks. Now, I haven't had many. I had a few evening grosbeaks during the year, but over the last few days, I have had a dozen male and female evening grosbeaks checking out my bird feeder. If you were listening to the student reports earlier today, you probably heard the kids from Baxter telling us that the male flowers, the male catkins, are falling off of the male popple trees. And again, these popples are dioecious, like the maples. You've got male and female, but the male and female flowers on the aspens are difficult to differentiate unless you are up amongst the branches, and that's not usually the case for most aspens. Their branches are usually up out of reach, but the male flowers are falling off. So if you see these big woolly flowers, caterpillars, they look like big gray caterpillars falling off of the trees in your yard, that's the males. And if you have other aspens in the yard, watch them and you should be able to figure out which ones are the females. They're flowers are pollinated now and are becoming fruits, capsules, and they will be green when they're quite ripe. So watch for that. Pussy willows, good time now. Another dioecious plant, male and female. This is a perfect time of year to figure out whether you have male or female pussy willows or both. They aren't going to be the same bush, but they will be. I have two that are quite close together. And the male is quite yellow right now, and the female is quite green. So if you're driving along this morning and you're seeing the pussy willows along the edge of the roads, the males are the yellow ones and the females are the green ones. I had my first turkey vultures back this week. I mentioned the trailing arbutus that are in bud and not yet blooming. Snow in the woods is down to about 10 to 15%. I found paper birch. Leaf buds breaking. Fly honeysuckle, we talked about that. Juneberries, the leaf buds are showing a kind of a crack on them. Red maples, we talked about those. The box elder, the ash-leaved maple, is also breaking flower buds. I had a male northern harrier flying over the swamp by my house the other day, and got a chance to watch him. He's sort of, as they do, harrying along. And all of a sudden, he pulled up, held position for an instant or two, and then dove down into the sedge grasses along the edge of the lake and disappeared for about 30 seconds. And I figured he was probably having lunch down there. So good for him, bad for the voles. Eastern Phoebe is back at my house, and that was 14 days late. I hope that, I know that he's going to settle in the garage again. That's where he likes to nest. Yesterday, or was it, it was yesterday, May 1st, there was a huge flock of tree swallows over. I saw them over Lily Lake by the airport, but Simon Gretsch reported that they were down along the river in huge numbers last night. So they are definitely back and they're hanging out over the water because that's where the insects are. There haven't been much development of insects above that. The other note that I had, beet hazel, and that spell of really warm weather that we had back around the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th of April. They were back, and then they just sort of disappeared for a while. The flowers kind of held on, but yesterday I was out for a walk early in the morning, backlit by the sun. I looked at this one hazel bush, and it was just lit up with these little red dots of female flowers. So really, the female flowers are probably at their peak on the hazels. And American or beaked, their phenology is almost identical. So I would expect that the same would be true of that. Juncos, tree sparrow, American tree sparrows, and and fox sparrows are all decreasing in numbers. I haven't seen a fox sparrow in a couple of days. Same is true of the tree sparrows. The juncos are definitely down from what they were a week ago. They are all moving north. I got a note from Mike, who lives north of Nashwauk, and he mentioned that he had a white-crowned sparrow at his house, and that the snowshoe hare that's been hanging out around his place has turned brown. So there are some signs of spring out there. It's late, but it's here. Enjoy. That's the Phenology Show for this week. We'll talk again next week.